This is just going to be a short word from the Lord. This is the Prophet's Corner Uncut. This is March the 25th, 2018. And the Lord brought me back to, I guess, we were in the other house. It was right after Obama had signed in, or not him, but the Supreme Court through his pushing and whatever he did. But anyway, sabotaging illegally, got homosexual marriage passed by the Supreme Court. And I remember the teaching at that time, the Lord kept putting on my spirit civil war. And at the time I thought it was to pray against civil war, but what I didn't realize was it started the civil war. This started the civil war. We've been in civil war for a while now. And we know that President Trump declared martial law on January 21st and launching a counterattack against all the ungodliness and stuff that's in our government. And so we know even at this point, their operation, called Operation Storm right now, it's in effect and they're doing it. We don't know what they're doing because they can't go through mainstream media because it's corrupt. And so they have to, you know, we're getting messages through QAnon, which is military intelligence. They're letting us know what's going on without sabotaging, you know. But anyway, this is what the Lord said, America in civil war. The Lord brought me back to that in 2015. He began to speak to me about civil war then. I remember praying that Obama would not declare martial law because it would have sealed our fate. We have been in civil war since Donald Trump decided to run for president. Really, that's not correct. I just told you. It started when Obama did what he did. But the genius of it is, even then, God listened to our prayers, heard our prayers, and stopped Obama from instituting martial law. We could be having a third term with him right now. We might really be in a fight. I'm talking the militia throughout this land rising up against it. It could have been that way, but God spared us. But the civil war still continues. We have been in civil war since Donald, okay, get past that. When he was elected, Obama put in place the shadow government. And they're called SES agents, and these agents, they just infiltrate just wherever they're sent. And that's why you see the president not getting rid of some people, because they're SES. This is all part of Obama's shadow government, and there's supposed to be about 8,000 of them, is what I understand. But the plot against the American people, they say there's 1 million people in this country that are on board with annihilating 90% of this population to institute their government and what they want to do. That's pretty serious, isn't it? Yeah. Yeah. But thank God, greater is he that's in us. Thank God that whatever the devil brings against us, we have authority in Jesus' name. And we've seen God intervene and stop every time. Okay. The storm is the president's counterattack. Wait a minute, let me go back up. When he was elected, Obama put his shadow government in place, and we began to see it opposing President Trump and the Republic. The storm is the president's counterattack against the shadow government. They're all traitors. This cesspool must be cleaned out and all operatives taken out. The church is a key play in this. Without it, the president could not do it. That's why we have to continue to pray and press in and not give up. I think until we're no longer here or the Lord comes, we're going to have to do this. It's not the church did her job, let's go back to sleep. We can't do that. We are at war. Be of good cheer. I've given you everything to succeed. Satan has been whipped and stripped. He just has to be put back in his place, his rightful place, under your feet. So don't be dismayed by what you see, because I have already overcome the enemy. I will give you the word to decree to give you back your country. What you say goes, and it will be established. Stay off of Satan's frequency and keep tuned into me, and you and your nation will see total victory. So that's just a reminder that I'm trying to make it every day a concentrated effort to spend a set amount of time, like a fast, if you will, to pray just specifically for this alone. Yeah. And even whenever it's all over and the smoke clears and everything, you still got to keep the devil in his place. That's just it. You know, he is renowned for stepping over his boundaries, and we got to keep him in his boundaries. Okay. All right. All right, today I'm going to speak on something called the biggest lie on earth. Oh, go ahead.